The Holy Gospel today comes from the 6th chapter of Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and Jesus had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he was, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Pope met with his cardinals to discuss a protocol for the proposal from the Prime Minister of Israel. "Your Holiness," said one of the cardinals, "the Prime Minister wants to challenge you to a game of golf to show the friendship and ecumenical spirit shared by the Jewish and Catholic faiths." The Pope thought that this was a good idea, but he had never played golf. "Do we have a cardinal who plays, who can represent me?" he asked. "None that play well," the cardinal replied. "But there is a man named Jack Nicklaus, an American golfer who is very devout. We can offer to make him a cardinal, then ask him to play as your personal representative. Besides showing our spirit of cooperation, we'll win the match." Everyone agreed it was a good idea, and the call was made. Of course, Nicklaus was honored and agreed to play. The day after the match, Nicklaus came to the Vatican to report to the Pope. "I have some good news and some bad news, Your Holiness," the golfer said, told the Pope. "Tell me the good news first, Cardinal Nicklaus." "I don't like to brag, but even though I've played some great golf in my life, this was the best I've ever played, by far. I must have been inspired from above. My drives were long and true, my irons accurate and purposeful, and my putting perfect. With all due respect, my play was truly miraculous." "And there's bad news?" asked the Pope. "Yes," Nicklaus sighed. "I lost by 3 strokes to Rabbi Woods." That's only funny if you know golf. But So, you know, I wear this shirt a lot because this phrase has bugged me since these shirts have come out. And so it turns out in 2008, that's when this kind of tag phrase came for the ELCA. God's work, our hands. And they were only $8, and we have a day where people would do that, and a lot of churches would sometimes even close up their church on a Sunday, which is usually the first week in September, and go out and do work in the community. But, you know, we're a church who does work out in the community all the time. So I wear this partly to remind me, God's work, our hands. But what does this mean? And so Bishop Hansen, who was our big bishop of the ELCA at the time in 2008, this is what he said about this. "We do God's work not because God needs us to do so, but because our neighbor does. We do God's work in Christ's name for the life of the world. We do God's work not because God needs us to do so, because God doesn't need anything, because God is our creator, but because our neighbor does. We do God's work in Christ's name for the life of the world." So I wear this shirt because it reminds me of that. It reminds me to think of my neighbor. It reminds me that I am in Christ, and that's a great thing, and it brings me great joy. And when I come to church, I can have fun and play with kids, and hopefully the kids had fun. And it's a wonderful part of being in Christ. And so then when we get to this reading today, the gospel reading, it kind of has some of these elements in. You know, there's God's work, our hands. There's kind of 3 things, I think. Divine play, divine hospitality, and divine rest. So the plane, I've shared enough about that already. You can see that. We kind of acted that out. For me, playing means joy. I've played a lot of golf recently. I walk all the time. I've lost some weight. I'm sweating like a pig right now already. I've probably lost a pound since we've been here in church, which is great. But, when you do sports, when you play a board game, when you compete, it's just very participatory, obviously. When we go and play softball, there's more fans usually than players. And when the cheers are going, it's just whether you're winning or losing, it's exciting to be community. And then when you're done, usually there's a tasty potluck or whatever. But that divine play, that's infused in who we are. Because play leads to joy. And joy, it's a God-given gift. And we don't get enough of it. And so that's why we gather here, partly. You may not be feeling joy, but maybe as you were watching the kids, it reminded you of something, and you thought, maybe I could hit it in and get a prize. Or maybe, you start thinking about things like that. Joy is a great thing, and it's play that gets us there frequently. Divine play. Being together, working together, grabbing that club and giving it your best shot. That's what it's about. God's work. God could do it, but God has given us our hands. Pick up the club and give it a try. Whether you make it or not, that doesn't matter. It's the process. So divine play. Divine hospitality. That's where the key is in this reading. Jesus sees this big crowd. What we get, what's missing from the reading is the feeding of 5,000 people. That's a lot of people. So the crowd is gathered. That's everybody, all of us, 150 people, and all of Lacey, and some people even from Tumwater and over there in West Olympia, all gathered here to see what was going on to Jesus. That's what Jesus was doing. That's what it would be like. And Jesus saw everybody and said, we need to feed these people. That's what divine hospitality means to me. It's about compassion, that need, that you see, you turn to the stranger, and there's a need. That's what our hands partly are created for. And so again, picking up the club to take a swing at feeding somebody or stopping someone from crying by talking with them and comforting them, whatever that thing may be to your neighbor, that's what compassion means, is to be with that person. And that's what the beginning of the reading talked about. The apostles, that's the only time this word is used, the sent ones. We are apostles. We're sent from here to go and be God's hands. But they were excited. Hey, we did all kinds of stuff in your name, Jesus. And Jesus says, that's great. Let's go over to the other side of the lake and take a rest. Because that's the third piece, divine rest. Sometimes that's called Sabbath, but we all need rest because work makes you sweat. Working with these kids, when I was sitting there and they were all getting their prizes, it felt like it was 200 degrees in here. It just gets hot when you do God's work, and you need rest. And Jesus said that very clearly. Take rest. And so when we come here, that's partly what we do. We're resting from the world because we know it's been done. That's what the cross is. That's what that reminds us of. It's been done. God's work has been done already. Our hands are just an extension to the world to say, it's been done. So when you come here, I hope at some point you experience peace. That's what it means when I say it's been done. You have peace. You can come here and receive peace. And then we become apostles and go into the world and share that peace with our hands. Divine play, divine hospitality, divine rest. Finally, I think Paul, boy, these Paul's letters, I used to not be a fan of Paul's letters because I didn't read them all the way through. But if you read them all the way through as a letter and as a letter of encouragement, This is what he says. Without Christ, you're an alien, a stranger. There's no hope. You're not with God. But with Christ, we're joined together. We're brought near. We have access to the Father and the Spirit. We're citizens with the saints. We're members of the household of God. This is a dwelling place for God and us together. God's work, our hands. We do God's work not because God needs us to do so, but because our neighbor does. We do God's work in Christ's name for the life of the world. I know you all do God's work. I know we all do God's work. And I know that the representatives we have, like Pastor Beth just said, do God's work in a place like Detroit. 500,000 diapers later. That's probably 6 of these buildings. That's a lot of diapers. God's work, our hands, divine play, divine hospitality, divine rest. It's been done. Now we have the pleasure and the joy to share that with others. Amen.